姐妹们。
Often I have a long introduction, but my wife warned me to just get to the point.
一般来讲呢，我会有一个很长的那个前面的开头，然后我的妻子提醒我，直接就讲你要讲的。
She's a wonderful helpmate.
所以她是一个何等奇妙的一个帮助者。
So I'm going to obey and get straight to the point.
所以我也要顺服，现在我就直接讲该讲的。
I'd like to share this morning on this word of passing the testimony of Jesus from generation to generation.
今天我要跟大家分享的这个内容就是讲到怎么样从这一代到下一代来传递耶稣的见证。
And in order to do that, let's begin by opening the word to Isaiah chapter 39.
所以当我们开始的时候，先来看圣经的以赛亚书第39节。
Isaiah chapter 39 is a chapter that's always weighed very heavy on my heart.
以赛亚书第39章，它一直在我的心里面占了很重的地位。
It's one of those passages that when you really read it, it weighs you down.
这是一个这样一段的经文呢，你越读，它在你心里的重量就越重。
So the background to Isaiah chapter 39 is it's the story of Hezekiah.
所以这个以赛亚书39章里面讲到的是西西家王他的故事。
And it's his last chapter.
这是提到他的最后的一处的章节。
It's at the end of his life.
是在他生命的末了。
Now, if you were to rate the kings of Judah, David would be rated highest.
如果我们来把犹大的君王排位的话，那我们应该是把大卫摆在最高的那个位置。
And it's very easy to put him at the highest because it says that David was a man after God's own heart.
这件事是非常容易的，因为大卫被称为合神心意的人。
And anyone that followed this heart, that had a heart like David, would be blessed.
每一个像大卫一样也有这样心意的，那就蒙神极大的祝福。
And many people, many scholars would rate Hezekiah as number two.
那有许多的这个研究圣经的人，他们把西西家摆在第二位。
He was a man after God's own heart.
他也是那个追寻神心意的人。
He brought great revival back to Judah.
他把极大的复兴带到犹大。
But then Isaiah came to him and said, "The Lord has spoken. You're going to die."
但是以赛亚却在这里来到西西家面前，在他面前说，你就要死了。
And Hezekiah said, "No, may it not be. Please give me more years."
然后西西家就说，哎呀，不要这样，我要有更多的年日。
Lord, I don't want your perfect will, but can your permissive will give me some more time?
神呐，我不要你那个完全的旨意，我要你那个你能允许的旨意在我身上。
And the Lord answered that prayer.
而且神听了他这样的祈求。
And what Hezekiah did with that last chapter of his life is very sad.
但是呢，西西家在这个生命末了的章节却让人非常的悲哀。
He declared, "I'm healthy and I'm wealthy."
他在那里宣扬，我是健康的，我也是富足的。
And he showed the world all his health and all his wealth.
然后他就把他自己的健康跟富足向着这个世界来炫耀。
And Isaiah came to him again.
这个时候以赛亚又来到西西家的面前。
And we're going to pick up in verse 5 of Isaiah 39.
这时候我们从第五节开始读。
Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and all that which your fathers have stored up till this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And some of your own sons, your very own sons, who will come from you, whom you will father, shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." And then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord that you have spoken is good." For he thought, "At least there will be peace and security in my days."
以赛亚对西西家说，你要听万军之耶和华的话，日子必到，凡你家里所有的，并你列祖积蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样。这是耶和华说的。 并且从你本身所生的众子，其中必有被掳去，在巴比伦王宫里当太监的。西西家对以赛亚说，你所说耶和华的话甚好，因为在我的年日中必有太平和稳固的景况。
So here was a man after God's own heart who slipped up in his later years.
这就是一个曾经合神心意的人，在晚年的时候却这样的滑跌了。
And he was going to be judged for it.
而且他要因此受审判。
But not in his days, but in his children's age.
不是在他在世的时候，是在他儿女子孙的年代。
And he went so far as to say, well, at least I'm okay.
他竟然这么说，起码在我的时候是太平的光景。
Let my children care for themselves.
那让我的儿女他们自己去忧虑吧。
Well, we know the story. They were taken into captivity in Babylon.
而且我们读到这个故事，他的后代确实是被掳到巴比伦。
And we need to remember how brutal that captivity was when it began.
而且我们要记得，当这个被掳开始的时候是何等的残酷。
It was torturous.
有许多的折磨。
The details are even in the scripture of what a horrible situation that was.
而且在圣经里面也详细地记载了那个悲惨的情形。
But Hezekiah gave a blind eye to that.
但是西西家对着这些事却像个瞎子一样没有看见，不去看。
Now we need to turn to the book that we've been studying for a very long time.
现在我们再来看这一本我们学习了很久的一本书。
The book of Nehemiah.
就是尼希米记。
And I'll be really honest with you.
我要跟大家很诚实的讲。
When I was asked to share, the one thing I said is, I'm not going to share from Nehemiah.
当我被邀请跟大家分享的时候，当时我说我不会分享尼希米记。
Because it seems like that's all we've done for the last 6 months or even a year.
好像过去的半年一年我们都在讲尼希米记。
But the Lord checked me.
但是神却来将我的军。
And he says, I want to speak from Nehemiah.
神说我要讲尼希米记。
So in obedience, we turn to Nehemiah chapter 4.
所以在顺服里面，我们一起来看尼希米记第四章。
Now this is a longer passage, so just listen to it carefully as I read it, and then our brother will read it in Chinese. Nehemiah 4, verse 6 through 23.
尼希米记第四章第六到二十三节。我来读的时候，大家仔细听，等会儿翻译的弟兄也会再来读一遍。
Hopefully by now we know the background. Nehemiah is building this wall.
希望大家到现在已经知道尼希米记的背景是讲到建造城墙。
So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. But when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that repairing the walls of Jerusalem was going forward, and that the breaches were beginning to be closed, they were very angry. And they all plotted together to come against Jerusalem to cause confusion in it. And we prayed to our God and set a guard as protection against them day and night. In Judah, it was said, the strength of those who bear the burdens is failing. There is too much rubble. By ourselves, we will not be able to rebuild the wall. And our enemies said, they will not know or see till we come among them and kill them and stop the work. And at that time, the Jews who lived near them came from all directions and said to us 10 times, you must return to us. So in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall and in the open places, I stationed people by their clans with their swords, with their spears and their bows. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome. And fight for your brothers, fight for your sons, fight for your daughters, fight for your wives, fight for your homes.
Amen. 这样他我们建造城墙，城墙就联络，高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。森巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人、亚门人、亚什突人听见修造耶路撒冷城墙着手进行堵塞破裂的地方，就甚发怒，大家同谋要来攻击耶路撒冷，使城内扰乱。然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守，昼夜防备。犹大人说，灰土尚多，钢台的人力气已经衰败， 所以我们不能建造城墙。我们的敌人且说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间，杀他们，使工作止住。那靠近敌人居住的犹太人啊，犹大人十次从各地啊来见我们，说你们必要回到我们那里。所以我使百姓各按宗族拿刀拿枪拿弓，站在城墙后低洼的空处。我查看了，就起来对贵胄官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄儿女妻子家产征战。
So I gave my brother more to read, but I think we'll stop in Nehemiah there. There's, the rest of the chapter is very good, and we may touch upon that. But I want to read that last verse again, verse 14. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, fight for your sons, fight for your daughters, fight for your wives, and fight for your homes.
那在准备的时候，我给弟兄更多的章节，而且很有意义。等会儿可能我们会讲到这些章节，但现在我想跟大家再重复的来读第十四节。我查看了，就起来对贵胄官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄儿女妻子家产征战。
And then we'll turn to one more passage in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 19 verse 13.
那我们再看一处，是在新约的章节，马太福音的十九章十三节。
Our Lord has a way of making things very simple.
我们的主他有一个办法让事情变成很简单。
Everything that I've just read, he summarizes here in Matthew 19, 13 and 14.
在刚才我所讲的，其实圣经里面把它总结在马太福音十九章的十三、十四节的里面。
And it says, then children were brought to him that he, Jesus, might lay hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven.
那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer.
让我们再来在祷告里面仰望主。
Lord, as we look at this book of Nehemiah, this is a book that we've read many times now.
主啊，当我们来读尼希米记的时候，这是我们多次重复读的一本书。
We know of Nehemiah.
我们已经了解尼希米。
We know that there's this enemy of Sanballat and Tobiah.
我们也知道有这仇敌森巴拉多比亚。
We know that there's this building of a wall.
我们也知道有城墙的建造。
But Lord, this morning we just ask by your revelation that you would reveal to us what you speak to us today.
但是今天我们求你来启示我们啊，来彰显你自己要向我们讲的话。
Lord, we want to hear you.
主啊，我们愿意听见你的话语。
We want to respond to you in obedience.
我们愿意对着你有回应，在顺服的里面。
So that we might give you glory in all things.
而且我们这样的话，就可以把荣耀、感谢再来归给你。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
这些祈求都是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So what I'd like to do is, I want us to transport ourselves back to the time of Nehemiah.
那我现在请求大家呢，就把我们自己现在摆在尼希米记那个年代。
And maybe even consider yourself in the ancient days on this wall.
而且你想象一下，就在那个古时，你就在那个城墙上面。
And parents, I'm going to speak specifically to you, but future parents, I'm speaking to you as well, and grandparents, I'm speaking to you as well.
那我现在是对着父母来讲，也对着将来要做父母的人讲，也对着祖父母来讲。
Imagine, here we are on the walls of Jerusalem. We've got weapons and we've got tools.
那想象一下，我们现在在城墙上，有武器，也有那些工具。
And our children are looking at us and saying, what are we doing?
然后我们的孩子们看到我们就问我们，你在做什么？
I mean, our kids are asking this question all the time, even though they don't verbalize it.
其实我们的 儿女经常问这样的问题，虽然不在口里讲出来。
Who are we?
我们是谁？
Why do we do what we do?
为什么我们做现在正在做的事？
So imagine this conversation. Here they are in a very torn down area, in a very uncomfortable area, and they're saying to mom and dad, why aren't we back in Babylon?
大家想象一下，现在其实也是这样的光景，我们就在这样一个荒凉一个混乱的一个地方，离开了巴比伦，现在就问自己的父母，我们在这儿干什么？
I was just about to start Chaldean middle school.
非常的不舒适嘛，因为我本来在加勒底那儿，我要开始读初中了。
Nebuchadnezzar High School was right there for me.
那个尼布甲尼撒高中就在我旁边。
I was in the top 6% and Babylon University was calling my name.
现在巴比伦大学，因为我的那个成绩是在最高的6%的那个学生之内，所以他已经联系我了。
I had my whole life set before me, and you bring me here?
然后我整个的这个生活都在我的前面，现在你却把我带到这个地方。
And it's one thing to move me, but you've moved me to a desolate place, a place that's in ruins, and we're building a wall?
搬家是没问题的，但是你却把我搬到这么一个荒凉，这么一个破败的地方，而且在这里建这么一个城墙。
At this point, the parents have to respond.
这个时候，父母一定要回应。
And they're probably saying to themselves, "You know what, children? We're sorry."
也许父母对着孩子说：“孩子，对不起。”
We gave you the wrong hopes.
我们把一个不切实的希望给了你。
Because our hope was in Babylon as well.
因为我们自己其实希望也是摆在巴比伦那里的。
And there are many that are back in Babylon, and they're still satisfied with Babylon.
而且确实，事实上有很多人还留在巴比伦，而且他们在那里有许多的繁荣。
And there were those that left Babylon before us, but we didn't quite understand why they left.
而且在他们之前，在我们之前，有人回到了耶路撒冷，那我们也不知道他们为什么这么做。
But then at some point, these parents said,Babylon is not our home.
但是在某一个时刻，这些家长们他们开始说，巴比伦不是我的家。
Now I hope as I tell this story, you're making a little connection to our life today.
那我希望当我这样讲述的时候，你已经把这个事情跟今天联系在一起了。
So don't let the story go too long without you saying, Lord, what are you showing us today?
所以不要当我在讲这些故事的时候，你心里同时在问。主啊，你到底要跟我讲什么？
So at some point, the parents had to turn to the children and say, "We worship the Most High God."
所以在某一个时刻，父母一定要跟儿女来说，我所敬拜的是那真神。
And there was a time in which there was no need for a wall.
在某一段的其实在某一个时候呢，其实这个城墙是完全不必要的。
We're going to go prehistoric.
现在我们到历史之前。
God was God.
那个时候神他就是神。
And the whole universe and all the angelic host worshipped God because he was deserving of all worship.
整个宇宙还有当时的那些敬拜的天使都在那里敬拜神，因为他是创造的，他也配得受敬拜。
But we know the story. The one who was supposed to lead the worship leader Lucifer, allowed himself to say, I want to be like God.
那我们也知道这个故事，就是天使里面那个带领敬拜的天使长路西佛，突然之间有一天他说，我要与神同等。
Now this is the beginning of our story, so we need to, for each and every one of us, we need to be aware that this is where our story begins.
那这其实也是我们的故事的开始，所以我们要记得，这个也是我们的开始。
God could have crushed Lucifer at that moment.
在那个时候，神其实可以一下就把路西佛拍扁就好了。
I mean, just for a visual, we live in Houston. We have roaches in our house.
那为了大家更好的了解，想象一下，就是在休斯顿，我们看到一个蟑螂。
I've trained my boys, but I still think I'm the roach killer in the house.
在家里我已经训练我的孩子怎么打蟑螂，但是在家里面我还是那个。还是打蟑螂的专家。
So I go, I step, I take a tissue, I pick it up, I throw it away.
所以我是第一下踩住它，然后第二下拿一个那个纸巾，然后第三下把它抓起来扔到垃圾里。
But I don't come downstairs and say, I am the roach killer.
但是我也不需要这么来张扬说我是那个蟑螂杀手。
Look how great I am.
看看我多么的伟大。
There's no glory in that.
因为这里面没有什么荣耀嘛。
And there was no glory in God crushing Lucifer.
那如果神把路西佛拍扁，对神来讲也没什么荣耀。
He could have.
他可以这么做。
But instead, he wanted his testimony to be preserved.
但是他所要的是他的见证可以蒙保守。
And he said, I'm going to create man.
然后他就说，我要创造人。
And I'm going to give man a will.
我要给人自由的意志。
I'm going to let man choose, does he want to worship me?
我要让人来选择他是不是要来敬拜我。
And we know the story of the story of the Garden of Eden.
那我们也知道在伊甸园里的故事。
There was no wall around the Garden of Eden.
在那个时候伊甸园是没有这个围墙的。
There was no need for a wall.
因为没有这个需要。
All Adam and Eve had to do was obey.
亚当跟夏娃 所需要做的唯一需要做的就是顺服。
But Satan in his deception wanted to come in and steal that testimony.
但是撒旦在他的欺骗里面就要把这个见证夺去。
And we see that Adam and Eve fell.
那我们就看到亚当夏娃堕落了。
And they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
这个时候他们就从伊甸园被赶出来。
And what happened with that?Is a wall was put around the Garden of Eden. Man was no longer able to go into the presence of God.
那这个时候发生了什么呢？在伊甸园就有这个围墙来看护，让人不能进到这个伊甸园里，到神的面前。
The I will of Lucifer and Satan became the I will of man. I will eat where I want to eat. I will do what I want to do.
所以在路西佛里面的那个我要就成了人里面的我要，我要吃就吃，我要做什么就做什么。
And so as they're telling this story on the wall, you can imagine the parents are working, the kids are working, and the kids are like, well, if we have to work on this wall, tell us more of this story.
那我们也想象一下，大人孩子都在这个城墙上面建造，那一边做的时候，儿子们也要问，那这个故事到底是什么？
And these parents are saying, we had...Great ones that went before us.
那父母可能会这样讲，就是在我们前面有许多的伟人。
But as they told the story of these great ones, the children were probably wondering, "Wait a second, there's a lot of failure in their life."
然后当我们讲这些伟人的故事的时候，孩子们一定会问，说这些伟人的故事里面也有很多的失败呀。
And this is where the parents were able to say, "Yes, Father Noah had many, many mistakes in his life." But he lived by faith.
那父母这个时候就可以跟孩子讲，没错，我们的先祖挪亚他确实是失败过，但是他却因着跟随神，又得了许多的祝福。
Father Abraham, many, many mistakes.
那先祖亚伯拉罕也犯了许多的错误。
But he received revelation from God, and he obeyed by faith.
但是他就接受了那从天上来的异象，而且借着信心，他来顺服这个异象。
And the kids are saying to their parents, "You mean they did all this without seeing the finished product?"
然后孩子们可能会问，他们的父母，哦，原来他们在做的时候还没有看到那个将要完成的工作到底是怎么样。
And the parents are able to say, "Just like what we're doing right now."
这个时候父母就可以跟孩子讲，就像我们现在手里面所做的。
The wall is only half built.
现在这个城墙只有一半。
The world is saying a fox could pull down this testimony of Jesus.
这个世界会这么讲，就算是狐狸上去也能把你的城墙刺倒。
Isn't it like us today?
是不是就像我们今天一样？
Tell us more of the story, Dad and Mom.
爸爸妈妈再跟我多讲一些这样的故事。
Well, we went into slavery.
然后我们就成了奴隶。
Well, that's not a very good story, Mom and Dad.
爸妈，这个故事不是个很好的故事。
Yes, we were in slavery in Egypt.
没错，我们在埃及是做奴隶的。
But we were saved.
但是我们却被拯救了。
And we were brought out.
然后我们而且被带出来。
Praise the Lord for salvation.
为着这个救恩，我们要感谢神。
And the kids are saying, "Tell us about this wonderful salvation."
然后孩子们就会问，告诉我，把这个美好的救恩告诉我。
Well, our ancestors came out of Egypt And then they just started circling in the wilderness.
我们的先祖从埃及出来之后，在旷野里面就开始兜圈了。
And everything was good while we were circling in the wilderness?
在旷野里面兜圈其实还好。
No, not really.
其实不是的。
It was boring sometimes.
因为很烦躁。
It was dangerous sometimes.
而且很多时候很危险。
And it seemed like we were just circling.
而且看起来我们只是在那兜圈。
Do you think that sometimes our children in 2022 feel like they're just circling in a wilderness?
你觉不觉得在2022年我们的孩子好像也在那个旷野在兜圈一样。
They come on Sunday morning.
他们主日早上来。
They hear this wonderful time of worship.
他们在这里有美好敬拜的时间。
And then they go to their classes.
然后他们去到自己的主日学。
And then they see their friends.
看到他们的朋友们
then they go home,
然后回到家里
and then they go to school,
去到学校
and then they have a full week,
他们有整周的时间
then they hit a Bible study,
然后他们就来到这个查经聚会
Oh wait, here we are again.
然后我怎么又回到这里了
Sunday,
又是主日了
Not a whole lot has changed.
没有什么改变吗
I'm saved.
我是得救了。
It's a beautiful salvation.
是一个美好的救恩。
But it just seems like I'm going around and around and around.
但看起来我就是在这里一圈一圈在这兜。
Well, this is while the parents are on the wall and they have their weapons and they have their tools, but they're saying there's more to the story.
然后这个时候父母呢，他们就在这个城墙上，一边有兵器，一边有工具。
The Lord brought us out of that wilderness.
然后神就把我们从旷野里面又带出来了。
We didn't have to circle around anymore.
我们不需要再来兜圈。
We could declare that we are separated completely.
我们可以来宣称我们现在已经被拯救得释放了。
We could cross that Jordan.
现在可以过约旦河了。
We could be baptized.
我们可以受浸了。
And we could declare to the world.
我们可以对着这个世界来宣告。
That I am no longer of this world.
我现在不再属这世界。
That I have been separated.
我已经跟这个世界分别了。
I'm no longer circling.
我不再兜圈。
And here we are.
然后我们就到了现在。
Now what do I do?
那又怎么样呢？下面。
I'm just here.
我是在这里。
I'm not part of the world.
我已经不属这个世界了。
I've been separated.
已经被分别了。
I've been baptized.
我已经受浸了。
I mean, can you imagine how great that was, crossing the Jordan, seeing it being split open? Such joy.
你能够想象吗？过了约旦河之后，整个这个美地对他们来打开，何等的喜乐。
But where do I go from here?
然后呢？从这儿怎么样往前？
Do I just need to stand here?
我是站在这里吗？
Well, standing is very important.
当然站立站住是非常重要的。
It says Joshua was told very clearly, wherever you put your foot, that will be your land. That will be what's given to you.
Yeah, 因为在约书亚记讲得非常清楚，你脚掌所踏之地就赐给你。
So the children are saying, so mom, dad, wherever we step, wherever we go, that's of the Lord.
所以这个孩子们就可以跟父母讲，哦，是这样。当我们不管脚掌踏在哪里，站在哪里，那里就是我们的。
Yes.We went to Babylon.
没错，我们后来去了巴比伦。
Was that where we were supposed to be?
那就是我们的目的吗？
No, because we forgot some other principles.
但是我们却忘记了其他的一些原则。
And at the beginning of this time, I mentioned Hezekiah.
在开始的时候，我已经讲到了西西家。
Because he was very close to David as a man after God's own heart.
因为在合神心意这件事上，他非常像大卫。
When David came to the throne, and we're jumping ahead from the time of Joshua, so they're building, and the parents say, let's fast forward to David here.
我们刚才提到在城墙上父母跟儿子已经讲到约书亚记了，但现在我们再要往前。
David had three key revelations.
现在到了大卫的年代，大卫有三个大的启示。
We must stand for the testimony of Jesus.
首先我们必须要站在耶稣的见证上面。
No matter what comes our way, we're going to stand for the testimony. Jesus is preeminent. God is preeminent.
不管发生了什么，我们所站立的这个见证就是耶稣，他要居首位。神是至高无上的。
There is nothing that can move me off this ground.
没有任何的事情应该让我们从这个地位挪移开。
His battle with Goliath is a perfect example of that.
他与哥利亚的征战就是一个非常好的一个例子。
While the other Israelites were sitting and cowering and worried and even willing to give up some land, David said, No, we will not allow Goliath to take this. This is God's purpose, his land.
当其他的那些以色列人在那里惧怕，在那里甚至想割地求和的时候，大卫在那里说，不能，这个地是神赐给我们的。
But David goes even further and he says, God needs to be the government of our people.
但是大卫更进了一步。他说神一定要是在子民之中来掌权的。
There needs to be a city.
需要有一座城。
A place where God's government controls all.
在这个城里面神就可以掌控一切。
And one of the keys to,
掌管一切。
One of the keys to a man after God's own heart is he's never satisfied until he knows God is satisfied.
一个合神心意的人他的关键是什么呢就是说除非神心满意足了这个人才能心满意足
The story of the Israelites is they're always satisfied once they're satisfied
那以色列人的问题呢就是当他们自己满足之后他们就真满足了
But they have to come to a point to say I'm not satisfied until God is satisfied
但是他们需要再进一步到这样的一个情形除非神满足了我才能满足。
And then this is why David had a heart to build the temple.
这就是为什么大卫有一个心要来建圣殿。
Worship is key.
因为敬拜是那个关键。
Jesus is our standing.
耶稣他就是我们所站立的。
Jesus is our government.
也是我们的掌管。
Jesus is our worship.
也是我们的敬拜。
And the kids are saying, well, what happened?
那这个孩子们就会问那后来又发生什么呢
Well, we didn't trust the Lord.
Well, 发生的事情就是我们并没有信靠神。
We disobeyed.
而且我们在那里悖逆。
And we were taken into captivity.
然后我们就被掳了。
What does that have to do with us today?
那这些跟我们今天有什么关系呢
Well, I started with a very sad passage. I'm going to reference some very positive things here for a moment.
在开始的时候我们读到一个非常让人悲伤的章节现在我要跟大家讲一个非常积极的章节
There will come a time in history where there is no longer a need for a wall
在历史上面曾经也有过这样一个时期是不需要有围墙的
In Philippians it says very clearly every knee shall bow
因为在腓立比书那里面讲到万膝都要跪拜
If every knee is bowing there's no reason for a wall
如果万膝都在跪拜，那就不需要再有围墙。
But just for picture's sake, for us to remember, there is a wall in Revelation that comes down, a wall of gold, and that wall is Christ Jesus.
那为了让大家更好的理解，现在有一个图画帮助大家，就是在启示录讲到的那个城，也有城墙，是黄金的。那这个城墙其实就是耶稣基督他自己。
So again, I ask this question, what does all of this have to do with us?
那现在我们还是要一起问这个问题，这些跟我有什么关系？
Well, brothers and sisters, our children, our grandchildren are with us on this wall.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的儿女，我们的孙儿孙女跟我们是一起在这个城墙上面的。
You know, sometimes we read these passages and we read them in the 21st century mindset.
有的时候我们读这些章节好像是用二十一世纪的这个头脑来读
We really have to delve into the real story
我们需要进到这个真实的真正的故事里面
If you were to ask our kids about Nehemiah chapter 4 they would describe it this way
如果我们现在问我们的孩子关于尼希米记第四章他们怎么讲的时候
Dad's working on the wall
他们会说父亲在城墙上工作
Mom's working on the wall as well but she's also making me meals
妈妈呢也在城墙上工作但是她呢同时也要准备饭食
and when I'm done with my video game time and my phone time I may check in on them every once in a while
然后呢当我呢在游戏上玩够了然后我可能会过来看看他们到底在做什么
worship time that's for the parents
敬拜的时间只有父母他们才需要。
That's not my time.
不是我要做的。
I have Sunday school.
我已经有主日学了。
I have other things that I do.
而且有其他的事我要做。
We're very different people.
我们是不一样的人。
My parents don't understand me.
我的父母根本就不了解我。
And let's just be very honest in this setting. It's very easy for the kids to say it. Oh, mom and dad speak Chinese, I speak English.
让我们很诚实地讲，确实是这样。因为孩子们今天可以说，我的父母讲中文，我是讲英文的。
They read the Chinese Bible, I read the English Bible.
他们读的这个圣经都是中文的，但我读的是英文的。
They go to their meetings, I go to my meetings.
他们去他们的聚会，我也有我的聚会。
And this is how we live our lives.
这就是我们怎么样生活。
But if we don't stop and think about it,It's as though we're going back to the story of Hezekiah.
那如果我们不停下来思想的话，这就好像我们回到西西家的故事。
Brothers and sisters, Brother Philip mentioned recently that HCA, that this gathering is about 40 years old.
弟兄姐妹们，在前一段中弟兄跟我们提到，今天休斯顿基督徒的聚会已经有40年的历史。
I cannot emphasize enough.Of how blessed I've been and how blessed thousands of people have been by the testimony of Jesus that came upon the brothers 40 years ago to gather in this way.
那我在这里不能再强调了，因为我本人在这些年间蒙了极大的祝福在这里，还有上千的人在这里蒙了极大的祝福，因为在我们前面有一些弟兄，他们是持守耶稣见证的人。
Many of you know,especially coming from China and places like this, just the fact that you can be here in freedom to be able to do this is a miracle.
在我们中间许多从中国来的人，我们都了解，就算我们今天能够在这里来美国，本身已经是一个神迹奇事一样。
But you also, do you realize that we're able to sit and gather around the Lord's table and just worship freely?
但是你能够想象吗？不光来到这里有这个自由，而且在自由里面，我们可以每个主日的早上在这里擘饼，环绕在主的桌子面前。
Just say, Lord, I worship you.
可以从口里面我们来说，主啊，我敬拜你。
We are such a minority.
我们其实是小群。
It's almost like we're on this little wall in Jerusalem, building. It looks like it's a mess, but it's beautiful.
就像我们就是在这个小小的耶路撒冷的城墙上建造虽然是这么小的一个地方，但是却是如此的美丽。
Oh, the preeminence of Christ, to be able to worship Him and to bathe in His glory.
如果基督居首位的话，我们就可以在他的荣耀里面这样来敬拜他。
But I will say one weakness we have.
那我要跟大家讲到我们的弱点。
Is often we're like Hezekiah.
因为经常我们就像西西家一样。
We relish in the blessing of this time.
我们为着现在而有的祝福就满足了。
And there was great vision from the very beginning of the founding of HCA.
在最初的时候，休斯顿基督徒聚会的开始是非常有启示蒙祝福的。
The most natural thing would have been is to call this place Houston.Chinese Christian Assembly.
那最自然的一个讲法，那时候起名字就可以叫做休斯顿中文基督徒聚会。
It would have been natural. It would have been normal. It would have made sense.
这个是很正常的，也很自然的，而且应该是照道理就是这样。
But there was a vision from the very beginning.
但是在最初就有一个意向。
It was a recognition that we are all God's people.
因为在这里我们要认识到我们都是神的子民。
And that we need to be open to all.
所以我们需要对所有神的子民是打开的。
Now, if you look around, we look pretty Chinese.
你要是周围看的话，我们看到都是中国人的脸孔。
I don't.
我自己不是。
But I'm getting there.
其实我慢慢在变成中国人的样子。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗？
We don't want our children to be Chinese.
我们不要我们的孩子成为中国人。
We don't want our children to be Caucasian.
我们也不需要我们的孩子成为白人。
We don't want our children to be Indian.
我们也不需要我们的孩子成为印度人。
We don't want our children to be black.
我们也不需要我们的孩子成为黑人。
We want our children to be children of the living God.
我们希望我们的孩子成为永生神的儿女。
And until we really see that in Revelation and in truth, we're going to continue to lose our young people.
除非我们是在真理里面，在启示里面看见这件事，不然的话，我们的孩子会一直一直的流失。
We have to ask the Lord humbly. I don't necessarily, and I'll share a few things. I don't have answers, but they need to be able to be on that wall, fighting alongside us, working alongside us, and recognizing that we have the same vision, the same revelation of the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ in our life.
Amen. 那我们需要谦卑。我提出的一些事情，其实我自己也不一定有答案，但是。我能够看到的就是孩子们要跟我们一起在这个城墙上跟我们一起来做工一起来征战而且呢跟我们一样认识到这样一个意象就是基督他是居首位的这是耶稣的见证
So in the last 20 minutes I just want to give a few keys and few ways that we can do this
所以在刚才的20分钟我已经给了大家一些关键点我们如何来做
We need to hear from the Lord himself
第一件事就是我们需要从神来听他的话
And he speaks through his word
他是借着他的话来向我们说
The word of God is two things Well, it's many things, but I'm going to summarize it in two
神的话有很多的内容但我把它总结在两点
In relation to the building of the wall, the testimony of Jesus
是从这个来建造城墙建造耶稣的见证这个角度来看
It's a sword
这是剑
And it's a blueprint.
而且是蓝图。
All Nehemiah needed was a sword and a blueprint.
因为尼希米所需要的就是这两件事，剑和蓝图。
And that's what the word of God is.
这就是神的话。
So let's get very practical.
所以让我们现在进到这个操练里面。
Are you reading the word of God?
你现在你有没有读神的话
？Are you waking up every morning hungry and thirsty for the word of God?
你有没有每天早上起来在神的话语里面来饥渴
Imagine if you wake up in the morning and you hear noises in the other room and you know that there's an intruder, you're going to grab a weapon.
那如果你早上起来是这么警醒的话，你听到在旁边的房间有噪音，有人侵入你的家里的话，第一件事你就可以把武器拿起来。
Well, guess what? There's an intruder every single morning in our homes.
那大家要知道，每天早上在我们的家里面都有这个侵入者。
The spirit of this world is encroaching upon us and our children.
因为这个世界的灵就是这样的来侵入我们和我们的孩子里面。
We have to grab the word of God.
我们必须要抓紧神的话语。
We have to believe what's in the word of God.
我们必须要相信神的话语。
And we have to obey what's in the word of God.
我们需要来顺服神自己的话。
And we need our children to know that this is what we read, this is what we believe, and this is how we will govern our life.
那我们需要孩子们也知道，这就是我们怎样来读神的话，来相信了他的话，而且让他的话来掌管我们的一生。
I was with the high school on Friday night, and they're really clear on this doctrine and this teaching.
那在周五的时候，我跟高中生在一起，他们对刚才这些教训，他们都非常清楚。
But within a matter of moments, one of them shared, "Well, there's many truths."
然后突然之间，一个孩子就说，其实这个世界上有很多真理嘛。
And this is someone who had just shared that there's only truth in Jesus.
因为这个孩子他其实刚才刚讲过，只有在耶稣里面才有真理。
And he caught himself and he's like, "I can't believe I just said that."
然后他就说，哦。我也不知道刚才怎么我突然讲了这句话。
I said, I can believe it because you are being indoctrinated at school, these things.
那我可以理解他，因为他就是在学校里面接受了许多其他的教训。
The world is coming in and they're snatching our kids.
这个世界进来要夺取我们的孩子们。
This sword is very small, but very precise.
那这个世界虽然很小，但是却非常的精密。
Sorry.
哦，这个剑是非常的小，但是却非常的精密。
When the book of Hebrews was written and it said the word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword.
因为在希伯来书讲到，神的话就像两刃的剑，是有功效的，可以比一切的剑更快。
This was used by the author of Hebrews because the Roman sword was the most feared weapon in the entire world. It was, for lack of it, it was the nuclear weapon of the Roman world.
那希伯来书的作者用这个例子，为什么呢？因为当时罗马人他们的剑在当时所有的武器里面，就像今天的核武器一样，是非常的厉害。
Sorry for the history lesson, but weapons of this time, they had all these large, wielding, heavy, barbaric weapons.
那我现在对不起，要跟大家讲到历史了哈。在当时的武器基本上都是那些用蛮力来使用的那些锤啊啊那些东西。
And the Romans learned very quickly, let all of this happen and just come under the enemy and just stab them.
然后罗马人很早就知道，让他们挥来挥去不怕，我只要拿一把剑接近他。只要一次就可以解决问题。
It's a very precise weapon.
是一个非常精密的武器。
And this is what the word of God is.
这就是神的话。
My children want to have Snapchat.
我的孩子想要使用这个社交媒体 Snapchat.
I know the answer is no.
我知道应该回答不。
Although most parents don't know that's the answer, but believe me, the answer is no.
虽然很多的家长不知道这个答案，但是相信我，答案应该是否定的。
But we just throw all this information at them. It's bad. It's not good. It's bad. Halloween's bad.
然后我们就把所有这些我们的这知识信息扔给他，就说这个是不对的，那个是不对的，万圣节是不对的。
And what the kids say is, yeah, I'm not going to talk to mom and dad about anything because everything's bad.
然后孩子们就说，好吧，那我就再也不跟父母讲话了，因为他们在他们的口中什么都是坏的。
They know the routine. They start walking towards your room. This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to say. And before they even say anything, it's like, nope.
他们已经知道这个每次重复的程式，就是每一次他们来到父母面前讲了一些，然后父母最后就说不。
We need to listen to our children.
其实我们需要来倾听我们的孩子们。
They have a lot of information that they're getting from the world.
他们从这个世界得了很多的那些信息。
Let them talk.
让他们来先开口。
Why are the Halloween decorations bigger and flashier than ever before?
为什么让他们来讲？为什么现在万圣节的那些装饰是越来越越吸引人的眼目？
Believe me, if I'm a kid and I'm going through the neighborhood and I'm seeing these decorations, I don't know about your neighborhood, but I know our neighborhood, it's pretty cool looking.
我不知道你是怎么样，在我住的地方，你要是经过那个街道的话，旁边那些家庭里面万圣节的那些装饰是非常吸引人眼目的。
But if we just say no, no, no,
非常有趣的。但是
without the precision and the surgical work of the Word of God, then we just become a bunch of no Christians.
那如果我们只是讲不，而不是用神的话来做这个做手术的刀的话，那我们就成为一个不的父母。
And they're all saying to themselves, I can't wait to graduate.
这个时候孩子们心里面想的就是，哎呀，我等不及要毕业了。
Good riddance to mom and dad.
Good.
Oh, bye-bye, mom and dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bye-bye, 爸爸妈妈。
Bye-bye, HCA.
Bye-bye, 休斯顿基督徒聚会。
It means nothing to gather like we did this morning to them.
那我们今天早上这样的聚集，对他们来讲一点意思都没有。
Unless we bathe them in the Word of God.
除非我们是用神的话来供应他们。
I mean, you know the scriptures, the gospel, when Jesus says, I have great desire to sup with you, to have this meal with you.
记得吗？主耶稣其实他自己说，我何等的喜，何等的乐意跟你们在这里坐席。
But our kids go off to college and they call us and go, hey, oh, I'm going to a mega church and I'm part of this club and I'm doing this Christian thing. And we're all like, oh, good, at least they're Christian.
那孩子们到了大学也许跟我们讲，现在我到了一个很大的教会，而且呢有很多这个基督徒的活动，那我都是基督徒的团体，那也许这个时候我们会说啊，不错，起码是跟信主的人在一起。
Or they calling us and saying,If only I could break bread with one or two other brothers and sisters, my heart yearns to please the heart of the Lord.
或者你打电话听到你孩子说，我真想跟一两个其他的孩子一起来擘饼，我真想在擘饼里面，来向神感谢赞美，愿意他的耳朵听到这些可以得喜悦。
But they don't know they're missing it.If they don't know what they have while they're here.
如果他们不知道他们离开这里失去了什么，那他们不会到这样的光景。
This is why I read that passage, suffer the little children to come unto me.
这就是为什么刚才我读了这个章节，让小孩子到我这里来。
It's a suffering.
这个是恒久的忍耐。
The disciples had a plan.
这些门徒他们是有他们的计划。
They had a schedule.
他们有他们的时间表。
They had a tradition.
他们有他们的传统。
And Jesus said, I don't want that.
耶稣说，我不要这些。
I want hearts.
我要的是心。
And there's nothing more precious than a heart of a child.
而且一个孩子的心没有比这个更宝贵的了。
But how do we feed that heart?
那我们怎么样来喂养这样的心呢？
Through the word of God.
是借着神的话。
What are they memorizing?
他们背诵的是什么呢？
If they're just memorizing and just going to Sunday school, it's like those barbaric weapons that they just have handy that they're just swinging around on Sunday.
如果他们到主日学背了一些章节，只是单单去背的话，就像一个人在手里只是挥舞那些靠蛮力使用的武器。
But when they memorize 1 John 1:9,
但是如果他们记得约翰一书第一章第九节的话，
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
如果神是信实的，如果我们认我们的罪，
When you hear them memorize that, take the time to say, Do you realize mom and dad sin every day?
当你听到孩子这样背诵的时候，这个时候你就可以跟孩子讲，你知道吗？意识到吗？你的父母你的爸爸妈妈其实每天也都有得罪神的地方。
When I yelled at you for bringing home that A minus, that was wrong.
当你那次只得了一个 A 减。A minus 回家的时候，我发脾气跟你大声讲话。
When I raised my voice at the dinner table, that was wrong, and I had to repent to the Lord and please forgive me.
当我在晚餐的时候在桌子上大声的讲话，我错了，那我需要到神面前认罪并且悔改。
That's when the children that are working on the wall go, "Oh, I get it now, Dad." Mom, now I see why we're doing this because we're giving all glory to God. This is a testimony.
然后这个时候跟我们一起在城墙上做工的孩子们才可以说，哦，现在我看到什么是耶稣的见证，什么是他的荣耀。
There's so much more to be said about that, but I want to turn to the second point, and it's so important, is prayer.
那我还可以讲很多，但现在我们要进到第二点。第二点就是祷告。
We must be those.We must be a house of prayer.
我们必须要成为祷告的殿。
Our Lord Jesus is our great intercessor.
我们的主耶稣基督就是那个代祷者。
And when we pray, we are in contact with the captain of the army of the hosts and the master builder.
当我们祷告的时候，当我们代求的时候，就是与那万军之耶和华的元帅来有关系，来关联。
As we pray, he will show us how to fight the good fight of faith.
当我们祷告的时候，他就可以教导我们怎么样在信心里面征战。
He will show us how to build that testimony individually in our family and corporately.
他会来启示给我们怎么样在我们的个人、家庭、团体里面来建造耶稣的见证。
If you have a child,
如果你有一个孩子
，a grandchild.
或者一个孙儿孙女
，a niece, a nephew,
或者侄儿侄女
，or if you have a brother in Christ,
或者你有在基督里面的弟兄
，or a sister in Christ,
或者基督里面的姐妹
，I hope I've covered everyone.
我希望我已经包括了每一个人了。
Are you willing to wake up tomorrow 5 minutes earlier to pray?
你愿不愿意在明天早上起来有五分钟祷告
？5 minutes, not much.
是比那个摁一个摁键还要快。
It's not that much time.
不需要很多时间。
You know what's going to happen?
你知道什么会发生吗？
You're going to catch yourself waking up 10 minutes early.
然后你就会发现你愿意早10分钟起床。
Then you're going to catch yourself waking up 15 minutes early.
然后你就愿意再提早15分钟起床。
When we are truly prayer warriors for the next generation,And for our brothers and sisters, we're going to wish we never had to sleep.
当我们为着下一代，为着弟兄姐妹成为祷告战士的时候，我们肯定会期望，甚至不需要睡觉最好。
And I'm just saying this from personal experience.
我这个是从我个人的经历来讲的。
I've been married for 26 years.
我已经结婚有26年的时间。
We have failed, and I'm I have failed miserably in the process of praying with my wife.
那在与我的妻子一起来祷告这件事上，我很多次的失败。
I have probably shared many, many times the importance of praying with husband and wife together.
也许在之前我已经自己分享了很多次关于夫妻一同祷告的重要性。
I was an absolute hypocrite.
我是一个假冒伪善的人。
But the Lord gave us revelation recently.
但最近神又把这个启示给了我们。
And the Lord encouraged us to wake up a little bit earlier.
然后神就在那里鼓励我们早一点起床。
And then a little bit earlier.
再早一点。
And for the first time in my life, I'm actually not late for work. I'm always an hour early for work, but I'm only 45 minutes early for work now. I can't stop praying.
那对我来讲，我这一生都是其实起床还蛮早的，而且我一般会提前一个小时在工作之前。但现在因着我这样不能停止的这个祷告，在祷告里面这么甜美，所以我现在还是提早到工作的地方，但只提早了45分钟。
And yet I'm still ashamed of how poor my prayer life is.
但我还是为自己这个祷告生活的缺乏而羞愧。
We must wake up in the morning, grab our sword, our weapon.Grab that surgical knife. Hear what the Lord, what's he doing? What surgery is he doing in our life? What piercing is he doing in our family life? What piercing is he doing in the corporate body? And pray accordingly.
希望我们早上起来拿起这个剑，就是这个手术的刀，让神来使用它，因为这个是连骨节跟骨髓、魂与灵都能够刺入抛开的，让他告诉我们，在我们的家里，在团体里面，他到底要对付什么。
And I want to link this back to what our brother said last week.
我要把这些跟上周弟兄分享的连在一起。
It has to be by revelation.
这必须要借着启示。
So please don't go home and write, you know, put in your calendar, wake up 5 minutes early.
所以不要回家在你的那个时间表上，就是那个闹钟上讲，我要提前五分钟。
Say, Lord, give me the heart, give me the revelation to have this prayer life.
要向神说，给我一个心，给我这个意愿，要来有这样的一个祷告生活。
And I just want to take a very quick moment to say something about Wednesday night prayer meeting.
那我要很简短的来提一下周三的祷告聚会。
We need to ask the Lord, how is he leading us for our prayer meetings?
我们需要现在来求问神，他该怎样来引领这个周三的祷告聚会。
I will say right now, I have no answers.
我要说现在我本人是没有任何的答案。
Zoom has been very good.
这个 Zoom 它其实还可以，蛮好的。
But have we become distracted?
但是我们是不是因为在 Zoom 上就容易被打搅呢？
Is it easy to turn on the Zoom?
那打开 Zoom 是不是非常容易呢？
And we're not actively engaged.
但是我们却没有在这个里面，这个人不在这个众里面。
Please take that comment with no value to it. It's search our own hearts.
希望大家不要把这件事作为一个心里的重担，而是到神面前去寻求该怎么样。
My son loves to say goodnight to us on Wednesday night or every night, but Wednesday night's what I'm thinking of.
那我们的儿子很喜欢在每晚，尤其是周三晚呢，他会跟我们来说晚安。
And it's taken us a long time to realize that maybe we need to say goodnight before the prayer meeting and not be distracted during the prayer time.
也许我们现在被提醒，就是孩子跟我说晚安是在这个祷告聚会开始前，不是在中间，因为这样的话会打搅我们在祷告聚会里面。
But prayer takes sacrifice.
但是这个祷告是需要付代价的。
And one more thing about prayer that I learned a very valuable lesson that I want to share with you.
那还有一件关于祷告我所学到的宝贵的功课想跟大家分享。
If the Lord puts on your heart to pray about something, pray about it immediately.
如果神把一件事摆在你心里让你祷告的话，你当时就去祷告。
A dear sister, we were walking to at a conference and she just shared this, that it's something that the Lord taught her husband and her.
那我们曾经在一个特会里面，一个妻子就说到在这个特会里面神教导她关于这个夫妻的事情。
If that coworker comes in and you say, "Oh, I'll pray for you," and then they leave, and then you're like, "Oh, thank goodness they're gone," and you start typing away.
也许或者是有一个同事，他进到你的办公室啊，带来一些问题，然后他一走，你就说，哎呀，太好了，他走了，然后再马上做自己的事。
When we start doing that, then we'll start doing it in front of our children.
如果你这样做的话，在孩子面前，你也会是这样。
And you get that text that says someone needs prayer.
如果你接到一个短信说，哦，有人需要代祷。
And you say to the kids, let's just stop and pray. 2 minutes. It doesn't take long.
那你其实可以跟孩子就说，现在我们把事情放下，马上祷告，也许就两分钟而已。
Again, using the word of God, don't exasperate our children.
而且呢，用神的话，所以不要用那些长篇大道来让我们的孩子非常的烦闷。
If someone calls and says, "Will you please pray for us?" and then we all get our chairs and we all put them in a circle and then we do this long 20-minute, "Oh dear Heavenly Father, most gracious," and we just go on and on. The kids are rolling their eyes, going, "I hate prayer."
如果我们接到一个祷告事项，然后说大家来把凳子摆好，然后我们在这里祷告，亲爱的天父啊，然后就长篇的祷告。如果这样的话，孩子就会在那时候一直在转动他的眼珠，说这不是我要的祷告。我也不要这样祷告。
The other way to pass this testimony from generation to generation is through fellowship.
还有一件可以把这个见证从这一代传到下一代，就是借着交通。
And fellowship has to start at home.
这个交通一定要在家里面先开始。
And again, I'm not the right person to say this, but by the Lord's grace, I'm going to say it.
那也许我不是那个讲这个事情的合适的人，但是借着神的恩典，我还是要讲。
Your children speak and they feel in English.
你的孩子他的讲话他的感觉是在英文的习惯里。
Suffer the little children.
这些孩子们其实他们很受苦。
If you can show them in the most broken English that you can come up with, that you love them, that you love the Word of God,that you want to pray with them in very simple English, it will make great strides.
如果你愿意用你那些非常蹩脚的英文告诉你的孩子说我爱你，告诉你的孩子你爱神的话，用这个简单的英文来祷告，那这件事会带来极大的益处。
Take this from someone who's around teenagers almost every waking moment of my life.
请你接受这一个建议，因为你接受这个建议是从一个，这个基本上全时间一直在跟青少年打交道的人而来的。
They are watching you.
他们孩子们在那里看你们。
And they are judging you.
他们也在那里论断啊，不是在那里判断。
They are weighing you in the balance.
他们其实也在他们的天平上来称你。
And when the Lord Jesus is preeminent in your life.
当主耶稣在你的生命里面是居首位的话
，When you have the joy of the Lord Jesus in your life，
当你心里面生活里面生命里面是有从耶稣来的喜乐的话
，When the Word of God is precious to you，
当神的话对你来讲是宝贵的话
，When prayer is precious to you，
当祷告对你来讲是宝贵的话
，When you can watch a baseball game with your son and find spiritual lessons in a baseball game。
你就算与孩子在看棒球的比赛，也可以在里面跟他来讨论属灵的事情。
They will love you for it.
他们会因此爱你更多。
But more importantly, they will love the Lord for it.
但是更重要的就是他们能够更加的爱神。
Every one of us in here has been given a great heritage.
每一个在这里的，我们都得了这个属灵美好的产业。
What are we going to pass on to our children?
那我们向我们的孩子们传递什么呢？
We can give them one or two things.
我们可以给他们一件或两件事。
We can send them out there to fight and build in this world.
我们可以把他们打发出去，是在这个世界里面征战和建造。
For which they will only have regrets at the end of their days or at the time of the Lord's return.
但是到这个时间的末了，尤其是在主耶稣来到再来的主的面前，他们。唯一剩下的就是后悔。
Or we can lead our families and our children to serve the Lord with all our heart, all our might, all our soul.
或者我们可以在家庭里面带领我们的孩子一起来尽心尽意尽力的侍奉主我们的神。
And they will experience the delight of the Lord in this lifetime and in his return.
这个时候他们不光是在今生可以来经历在主里面的来享受他的喜乐，而且在永远里面都可以来享受。
I'll end with a word of warning.
在结束的时候我给大家一个警告。
Remember Hezekiah.
记得西西家。
He was healthy.
他是健康的。
And he was wealthy.
他而且富足。
And he left his children to suffer for it.
但是他却让他的儿女在这个惨痛的经历里面。
May that not be our story.
愿意这不是我们的故事。
The Lord is good.
主是何等的美好。
And he will redeem what the locusts have eaten.
他要来赎回我们的。
And if the Lord gives us another 40 years at this fellowship.
如果神再给休斯顿基督徒聚会再有40年的话。
Through prayer, it'll be our children that carry that torch of testimony.
借着祷告以后会是我们的孩子来接过这个见证的火炬。
It will be those that say, I cannot forsake God's house.
是他们会在那里说，我不能停止聚会。
And I yearn for gathering around the Lord's table.
而且我渴望在主的桌子面前来聚集。
The Lord be praised.
愿意主得称颂。
Lord, we're so thankful for this opportunity to read your word and to be encouraged in it.
主啊，我们感谢你有这样的机会来读你的话，而且被他而鼓励。
We just ask that if there's anything of you in these words, that you would use it for your glory.
主啊，我们的祈求就是里面有任何可用的，求你用来是为着你自己的荣耀。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.